Sometimes we say that life is a journey, and we begin with infancy and childhood and young adulthood and mature age and old age and so on. And along this journey, we encounter many things and many people and many experiences, and hopefully along the journey of our lives, we meet the Lord himself in some way or other. And so we meet him along the way. And I think that in the long gospel reading that we just had, what we see is these two men on a journey. And the journey is taking them away from the place of the crucifixion. They're on the road to Emmaus, and they were looking sad. They were sad because there was disappointment in the death of Jesus. They said, we had hoped that he would be the one to lead us, to lead Israel, to show us the way. And as they continued on with this discussion with the stranger on the road, he opened the scripture to them, and they got to know him. And then they recognized him at the end of the gospel reading in the breaking of the bread, which we presume to be the celebrating of the Eucharist. And so what we see is people gathering and walking with the Lord. And in our life, we should be doing the same thing, being familiar with the scriptures, the word of God, getting to know all about him as Jesus was doing with these men on the road. And then in the breaking of the bread, celebrating the sacraments in our way of encountering him in his new way, sacramental way of being with us. And so we too are people who want to get to know the Lord and encounter him by our prayers, by our reading and being familiar with his word, and by celebrating the sacraments, especially the breaking of the bread or the Eucharist. So in our lives, we endeavor to do that, to keep close to him. And we notice that as a result of their experience with the Lord, they turned around. Instead of keeping going or staying away from Jerusalem, they went back to join the community. And then they got involved, presumably, in the mission that Jesus had given to all of them. And we, too, are involved in that mission. And Peter and the others are carrying that out in the first reading we had today, bringing the mercy and the healing of Jesus to someone in need. And we try to bring the goodness, the message, the word of God, and the charity that he showed us, and bringing that to the world that we encounter, to our own homes and families and their communities, our parishes and so on, to bring the word of God to show in our lives that we are walking with him along the journey of our lives and wanting to be close to him all along the way.